Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today, Learn Mizmor 79, Ayin Tet. This psalm laments the destruction of the temple of God, Jerusalem left in heaps. It describes the desolation in the first four verses, bodies eaten by wild animals, blood spilled in the streets like water, bodies unburied, shame, mockery, derision. Mizmor la'asaf Elohim ba'u b'goyim b'nachlatecha timu et echal kochecha. Samu et Yishalayim li'in. Natnu et nivlat avadecha ma'achal la'of ha'shamayim b'sar chasidecha l'chayto eretz shafchu demam kemayim sivivot Yishalayim ve'en kover. Hayinu cherpa l'shcheinenu lag v'keles v'svivoteinu. The psalm of Asaf, O God, nations have come into your inheritance, your holy temple they've defiled. They've laid Jerusalem on heaps. The dead bodies of your servants have they given to be food to the birds of the sky, the flesh of your pious ones, the beasts of the earth. Their blood shed like water around Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. We've become a taunt to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to those who are around us. These first four verses can be used as lamentation on Tisha B'Av. They are so raw and intense. He then employs the oft-used phrase, how long, Adma, how long will God let the heathens reign? How long will God be filled with anger towards his nation? Adma Adonai tenaf lanetzach, tib'ar, kmo eish kinatecha. Shfoch hamatcha lagoyim asher lo yedaucha, v'amam lachot asher b'shimcha lo karau, ki achalat Yaakov, v'tnaveu hishamu. How long, Lord, will you be angry forever? Shall your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that have not known you, and on the kingdoms that have not called upon your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste to this dwelling place. Verses 6 and 7 are found in Jeremiah 10, and they are applied to the Haggadah on Passover night, when we open the door and fill the fifth cup of Elijah, calling out to God to finally avenge the blood of the Jews on the heathens. But the psalm seems to appeal to God's compassion, saying, you're filled with wrath over the sins of the Jews. Please direct that anger to our enemies instead. Argument is a weak one. God, you're angry at us and punish us, but perhaps you can direct it on our enemies who deserve your attention too. As if he is aware of his own inferior argument, he doubles down and pleads with God not to remember Israel's sins. Al tizkar lanu avonot rishonim, maher yikadmunu, rachamecha ki dalonu ma'od. Do not remember our former iniquities. Let your mercies overcome them, because we are very low. This verse is recited often in the Slicha prayer in the month before Rosh Hashanah and during the days of awe. The next verses provide additional excuses for why God should not continue to destroy Israel. Some of them were used by Moshe himself when defending the nation each time after their sin. Help us, God, of our salvation for the glory of your name, and save us and forgive our sins for your namesake. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Let the avenging of the blood of your servants, which is shed, be made manifest among the nations and before our eyes. Let the groans of the prisoner come before you, according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who are appointed to die, and render to our neighbor sevenfold and to their bosom their insult with which they have insulted you, O Lord. So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever, and we will tell you praise for all generations. Your glorious name should not be defiled or desecrated, says the psalmist. Save us for your name's sake. The nations will mock. Your people are suffering. Punish the enemies. Give us a chance to praise you. All these arguments are set out of pain, in a state of suffering, after having witnessed churban, destruction, when no solace is on the horizon, when there is death and destruction all around. Perhaps this is the reason, that is reason enough for God to finally have mercy on his nation and begin the process of redemption.